Good morning. Starts out with reading the scripture for this morning, which is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12. And to the almost the very end of the chapter, we leave off the last sentence of the chapter because it's just a transition to the next chapter. For just as the body is one and has many members, so and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slave or free, and we're all made to drink of one spirit. Indeed, if the body does not consist of one member, but of many, if the foot were to say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Well, the last 2 years have been a long decade. None of us had any idea when this pandemic got started, how long it would last, and how profoundly it would shape our lives. It shaped us as individuals and also as families. And it's transformed what it means for us to be a Christian community as Berkeley Friends Church. 2 years ago, we were, like most churches, a totally analog experience. We met in person in a brick and mortar building. We shared food and coffee. We sang songs and shook hands at the end of worship. The last 2 years have been a long decade. It's been a time that has seen us transform into something more than a local church. We have people who are real, active parts of our community who are living in places like Stockton, California, which isn't quite in range of our meeting house in Berkeley. Others are coming in from much farther away. The East Coast, Ohio, Kansas, Honduras, the suburbs of Paris. We've become more than a local church. We're global now. We've also become less than a local church. Many of our good friends and members of this church have not been included in this digital transformation. For a variety of reasons, many of us have simply not been attending for the last 2 years. We're hopeful that many of these friends will rejoin us when we return to in-person worship, but we know that some won't. The pandemic has been a time of growth in some ways, but it's also been a time of diminishment. Next week, our plan is to return to in-person worship while also maintaining a digital option. This hybrid worship is a new phase for us. It's an attempt to knit our community back together, including both the friends who, despite great distance, have become part of this church in the last 2 years, as well as those who've been excluded by the digital format. I think you all know at this point that as the father of three young boys, I'm excited to get back to the meeting house. Our children need the spiritual and emotional care of this community. It takes a village to raise a child, as the saying goes, and Berkeley Friends Church is our village. For the duration of the pandemic, despite our best efforts at intergenerational worship services, children have been largely excluded from our community. Starting next week, we hope that will change. We'll have religious education for both adults and children. Berkeley Friends Church will once again be a truly intergenerational community. I want to say thanks to the members of this church who have been working really hard and have stepped up to lead and to lend their time and gifts to make this possible. It takes a village. It takes a body. As the Apostle Paul describes so beautifully, we who are part of Berkeley Friends Church have become and are becoming one body in Jesus. We've got ears and noses and hands and feet and other parts, all the parts the body needs. But for the past 2 years, we've been separated from one another. We've been severed parts, ears and eyes and noses sitting in their separate rooms. Despite our best intentions and efforts, many gifts have been neglected. The beginning of hybrid worship is an opportunity to reunite the body, a new body, a body that, in the midst of this terrible season of pandemic, the Holy Spirit is drawn together for God's purposes. With all the isolation and fear and death brought on by the pandemic, it's hard to answer the question of why God allows evil to occur, even the natural evil of a deadly virus. I don't have an answer to that question, but I do have faith that God is using this crisis to effect transformation in the world and to create beauty that was not possible before. And I don't believe this blindly. I have evidence. You, friends, are that evidence. In the words of Ephesians 2, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace." In this time of crisis, those who were far off have been brought near. God has drawn us together and made us a body in Jesus. He's broken down the dividing wall. He's made something new. As Paul writes to the Corinthians, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. We are different from one another. But God has brought us together. We have different gifts, but God has arranged us so that we are a symbiotic and functional whole. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all local to Berkeley? Are all able to sit for an hour in front of a computer? Are all healthy enough to risk COVID exposure? Are all parents of young children? But strive for the greater gifts. We know from the next chapter of Corinthians that the greatest of the gifts is love. God has called us to love. We are, all of us, called to the practice of love and how we exercise our gifts. What does that look like for you? What will you do in this new season of hybrid community? What does it mean for God to arrange us in such a way that all members of the body are raised up, supported, honored, healed? For those of us who are part of this community digitally at a distance, what does it look like for you to operate in your gifts according to the Spirit that's been given to you? How do you show love and operate as a part of the body? How are you called to build up the members who are local to our meeting place? How might God be calling you to expand our digital ministry? For the local members, what unique gifts has God given you to minister to people here in the Bay Area? What does it look like to be the local expression of Berkeley Friends Church, even as we've also become a distributed, super local community? What does it mean to be digitally amphibious, living, loving, and ministering on two levels at once? You are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. God has appointed you for a purpose, to build up the people around you and bless the world. You are the body of Christ. God's power in you, the gifts and love that the Spirit has sown in you, is the good news that we've been waiting for. We are the body of Christ.